Morning, I'm Rob McLeod. Two more COVID-19 fatalities overnight has raised the Australian toll to 74, with just under 2,000 active cases across the country. New South Wales recording 6 new cases, but none in Queensland. As some nations experience a second wave of coronavirus infections, Health Minister Greg Hunt has told Nine that's why social distancing measures will remain in place.
I know it's difficult, but we need to maintain the isolation and the distancing to really try to stamp this virus out wherever it emerges.
Negotiations to get Virgin Australia out of voluntary administration are well underway, with 10 companies already expressing an interest. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has told the ABC the new operators will have service obligations to fulfil.
Well, of course we want to encourage as widest service as possible across the country, not just for tourism, but also for freight routes. And what we have already started to do is engage with the ACCC to ensure that major market power is not abused.
Overseas, in the UK, the Health Ministry has announced plans to start human trials of a coronavirus vaccine this week, while US President Donald Trump has announced a 60-day immigration shutdown, which he says is to protect American jobs.
By pausing immigration, we'll help put unemployed Americans first in line for jobs as America reopens. It would be wrong and unjust for Americans laid off by the virus to be replaced with new immigrant labour flown in from abroad.
Penrod Racing will feature a tribute to the Anzacs on its cars during tonight's E-Series race at Mount Panorama. Comes ahead of the 105th anniversary of the landing at Gallipoli. Driver Dave Reynolds says it's only a small token of their appreciation.
It's the least we can do. Young girls and guys like myself will never truly know what it was like for the men and women to go through those war times. We're lucky enough never to have experienced it. We see, we hear, we read all the stories, and they are shocking.
And download The Briefing now, Australia's new daily must-listen news podcast with Tom Tilley.